1025 The Bone. Good morning, everybody. It is Friday, June 28th, 2024, and we are coming to you live. Good morning. I know everybody's a little sleepy from watching the Super Bowl last night.
Oh, boy.
How's everybody feeling today?
Wow. It is wild.
Man, oh, man.
I just saw the Sacramento Bee or whatever that parody thing is, and it said Trump is now wanted for murder of elderly man.
Jeez.
It was a, I'll tell you what, though. His people, whoever his strategists are, they just nailed it right. Don't answer the questions. Just keep going over the points.
Right.
Hey, Mr. Trump, we'd like to ask you about addiction in America. I just want to say that the reason why there's addiction in America is because the borders are open. This guy is the worst president in the world. He let the borders open. He let illegals come in here and rape women. He let illegals come in here and bring all the drugs in, fentanyl, and everybody's dying. And it's Joe Biden's fault. Worst president ever. Well, Mr. Trump, the question was, what are you going to do about current people with current addiction problems? I'm just saying, he's the worst president. Everybody else tells me I'm great, but they tell you he's the worst. And blah, 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 blah. It was all night, and it was fantastic. Yep.
And they know there's no fact-checking going on while they're doing it. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, it's happening, whatever, yeah. But it's not. There's no responses of, that's not true because of this, this, whatever. He is the greatest at everything that's ever happened. It was the best borders. We had the best water. You guys remember the best water?
The best water.
The best water and the best air and the best.
I thought he was going to say we have the best addiction here.
We had H2O. Yeah. It was the best H2O.
He did say that. He was like, oh, good.
I laughed. So I go, water's always been pretty good.
Right? But not everywhere.
Listen to me. Let's get this right out of the way. Trump eviscerated Joe Biden last night. Joe Biden eviscerated himself.
And that
doesn't mean Trump won the debate. That doesn't mean he's a better candidate. I'm just telling you.
Right.
Like, you know, if you're going to vote and you're voting based on last night, you can't vote for the old guy who whistled at everything he said. You got to vote for the other guy who has got the most confidence in the world. When they started talking about golf, I almost lost my mind.
Yeah, that was the best. That was the best. Like, nothing else really mattered. And then he was like, six.
I'm under six.
I've seen your stroke.
I know a guy who golfs with Trump down at Mar-a-Lago. And he won the tournament.
Two tournaments.
No. My guy won the tournament. And there's video of Trump saying, congratulations, you did a great job, great comeback, you know, and he goes, you did good, you didn't do great, you didn't do as good as I did, I won, I shot, you know, like, he had to put himself over.
Yeah.
But he couldn't just say to the guy, congratulations, you won the tournament, you did good, you did great, you could have done better, you didn't do as good as me, I'm still the champion, but you did pretty, I was like, wow, it's so, it's like, I don't know, listen, if I have to make a smart move for this country and vote out of these two, I have to vote for Trump. I don't like Trump's view on abortion. I don't like when he says weird things like, I golf better than you, and that we have great water and all that stuff. But I don't want the other guy running the country either. He's too old. And I think we need to look at setting, Trump said, I was going to say age limits, but Trump said it at the end. I'm willing to take cognitive exams and put myself out there to just like you were for a driver's license.
Yeah, why not? Say, he aced it. He did the best.
Yeah.
Best ever. Some say best ever.
That's right.
They couldn't believe it. They said nobody ever aced it before. By the way, if you listen to Dana Carvey and David Spade's podcast at all, Dana Carvey does a bunch of impressions, and he does a Biden, and he does a pretty funny Biden because he'll start kind of rambling like that, whatever, and he'll go, you got to put the things in the Pirates of the Caribbean. You know, and do that. But he also does list all the time. Number one, you got to do the thing. Number two, just like my dad said. Number three, the first thing first.
Because that's how they teach him to memorize it.
But the crazy thing is I didn't realize how much he does that. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen him do it before, number one, number two, but he kept on doing it last night.
Because they say every to him, these are the points to hammer home. Memorize these, so whenever he has to have a go-to, he's like, number one, I'm from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but
number two, my dad did this.
It got to the point where he would go, number one. I go, let's see what number two is, and it was crazy.
I will tell you, there were a couple of Biden moments when Biden got angry at the beginning. He was like, you're the loser. Yeah, but listen.
That, I got to tell you, to me, that is such a turnoff. I was just like, ugh, look at this old man with his scowling face and stuff. And while Trump's talking or while the moderators are talking, he's just looking off into the other direction. Yeah. Like, who's saying that? Who's there?
Did you
hear their
excuse? Well, he'd have a cold.
By the way, the fact that he could not get his throat cleared and this voice the whole time, you're like, oh, you're just so old. It's ridiculous.
My two major takeaways from last night were, one, I can do anything that I want to world.
Because I believe I can fly.
President, like, anything is possible. Yeah. And two, I really felt like that whole thing was fake and staged because not once did Trump just point at Biden and go, what is this? What are we doing?
He pretty close.
He did the one, and we have it coming up in news.
Yeah, when he was like, I don't even know what he just said.
I don't know what he said. He doesn't know what he said.
Right.
So I thought Trump did a great job at being Trump, but not over the top.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't turn people off with it. You know, that whole, I'm the best, is a turnoff to me, but he was better. Spanish, I often think that you're a moron, and I believe that you...
All right.
I concur.
Proved. You offer nothing to the show, and you're... No, I'm just kidding.
Man.
I'm kidding. I often think that your theories are ridiculous. Mm-hmm. There is an asteroid passing Earth this week that is coming...
dangerous.
Close, but it's still hundreds of millions of miles away or whatever. Maybe they go, this asteroid took a turn, and therefore we have to postpone the election because they cannot have an election. The headline today on the Drudge Report, Operation Replace Biden, Dems scramble with 130 days to go after debate catastrophe.
Yeah, dude.
Who is taking Joe Biden's place if he doesn't run?
Does everybody want to say it on the count of three?
Yeah.
You do it.
One, two, three.
Michelle Obama. No.
Yeah.
My wife, listen,
I'm telling you right now, whether you like it or not, I'm not saying that she should be president.
Right.
I'm not saying that she could be president. I'm saying that she will, that she can be president.
Blows my mind.
Yeah.
It blows my mind.
Popularity contest.
My wife and I almost got in a fist fight about it last night. She said to me, I would vote for Michelle Obama before I voted for Donald Trump.
Yep.
And I looked at her and I go, why? And she goes, because I cannot vote for Trump. And I said, why would you vote for Michelle Obama? What qualifications does she have to be president? And she's like, she's a lawyer. I'm like, yeah, Dom's a lawyer. You're going to vote for Dom to be president? I go,
is he running?
His wife won't let him. It makes no sense as to why Michelle Obama is qualified to be the president of the United States. She has no foreign policy experience. She has no domestic policy experience. She's got no government office experience. I don't even know if she's fully aware of how the government works. And I don't mean the three system, party system. I just think that she doesn't know.
She went to Harvard, didn't she?
She's not an idiot. I'm not saying she's not.
She graduated above Obama.
Barack Obama.
She had
foreign policy. She's traveled the world, met world leaders for 8 years.
Is it because she's a woman, Mike?
No.
Is it because she's black?
She's got tons of foreign policy. Yeah. I mean, you know, meeting world leaders.
But that's
the
difference. There's no policy there. That's foreign. That's foreign relations.
Yeah. Then you can say Trump had none of that either. Like,
but Trump did. He did business with these countries.
So has she.
But she didn't. She didn't have any say on anything that involved money. She didn't have anything that
did Barack Obama?
Trade.
Yeah.
Of course she did.
Yeah, I mean,
he
was ordering drone strikes like a madman.
Barack Obama spent years in politics before he became president. Mm-hmm. He didn't just go from accident attorney to the president.
But that also doesn't mean he's had foreign policy.
He was a one-term senator.
But he was part of the system before he was, like, to me, you're asking me. Look, I get it. Anybody in this country can go ahead and make that run to be president. But you're asking him now to go from never playing baseball to playing for the Yankees.
No, she's been a politician for 20 years.
But she's not a politician. She's a diplomat.
Diplomat. I was going to say she's a politician who never held a political office. Yeah. But yeah, she definitely knows the ins and outs a lot better than most people.
Yes, because she was there for 8 years,
right.
and then she knows,
have to think that so many people are like, Michelle Obama doesn't have any experience, blah, blah, blah.
she's married to a guy who did it for 8 years. Yeah, like, and was, a lot of people loved him. Yeah. A lot of people loved him. So you know it's going to be like puppet regime where anything goes wrong, she can go, hey, Barack, I need some help on this one. You know?
Now you're thinking about that. Now you're thinking that the people have to think, do we want Barack Obama to be president again?
I mean, that's what, yeah. I can tell you right now, if it was possible and he ran, he would win.
I mean, he's basically the president right now. He's the one who's controlling Biden.
I would say, because how is Hillary Clinton eligible to be president?
Hillary Clinton was
qualified?
Not eligible to be president. She was not eligible to be president because she was another smart attorney. She did great. And then after the whole debacle with Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, they said, we can't afford for you guys to get divorced. We can't afford for him not to have this structure. We'll work you through the system. Moved her to New York. Gave her that gig in New York where she was the senator of New York. She didn't know anything about New York. Yeah, she's from Arkansas.
Same thing, though. She was the nominee. So she was just as qualified as Michelle Obama would be.
Yeah, but she worked as a senator. She worked in the system. She worked even and while Bill Clinton was...
You just don't like Michelle Obama.
It's not true, though.
Yeah.
While Bill Clinton was in office, Hillary Clinton's job was trying to come up with a national health care plan. She was involved in... Michelle Obama's thing was to make kids not fat anymore.
I think we don't know that. You're following her whole career?
Who?
Like Michelle Obama.
No.
Closely?
But I'm saying
I'm sure she's had her hand in a ton of programs.
But as a first lady... The first ladies come out and they go, "This Melania, this is what I do for first lady. I work with this, you know, I work with poor kids or whatever. And that's the first lady's job." And Hillary Clinton, though, they were like, Hillary Clinton's going to come up with a national health care. Like, she was somebody who was already in the role. She wasn't just being a wave and a pretty mom.
I think they're no different.
Well, listen, I'm
not advocating for Michelle Obama, but she's 100% more than qualified to run for office as president.
That blows my mind that people think that, not just you. Like my wife was like 100%. Not to mention
the bar's low to run for president.
Yeah, also
a lot at all.
Yeah, I mean, because it's a job. It's the only job out there where you can get that job without the experience of that job.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like if we go and work in radio, I've worked at other radio stations. I can go here and I can get it. It's pretty much the same. But nobody has ever been president before. So regardless of you're in politics and you're doing foreign policies and doing that type of stuff, you've never actually been president. President needs to be a intelligent person. To win, you just need, popularity.
Charisma.
Whatever. Yeah. Exactly. You have that X factor, whatever. But or the people, the powers are pushing you and making you president. The fact that we had a father and son that were president. I mean, come on. Get out.
We had a lot of fathers. Yeah. Well, a lot of family relations.
But what I'm saying is if you have a smart person who is popular and you get them in there, they're smart enough to surround themselves with people who know what they're doing. It's not the president making every decision. You know what I mean? So I think she's just as qualified as a lot of other people. And she's a hell of a lot more
popular.
But
then why won't we just keep Joe Biden in there if he's not really making all the decisions.
He's been in there.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is he's not making all the decisions. Other people are making them. And he's just a figurehead. What is going to change?
Because the wool has been pulling off of our eyes. Yeah. And everyone saw last night, this guy isn't doing anything except for eating ice cream.
A huge massive part of it is the optics, what it looks like on the surface. Because majority of people don't pay attention that closely. They just watch what they see on television, and it's the optics on the surface. That's what matters to a large majority.
That's
of
what ruins
country.
Things. I mean, you can get one little mistake on the surface.
That guy lost everything.
What were you going to say? He's good at what?
Eating ice cream.
Oh, then Rough Shot Todd should be president.
Yeah, that's right. He could be.
Optics are everything,
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you.
I think the fix is in. I think something is afoot. Because,
for sure, man.
Because it's so odd to me that the Democrats and Biden are the one that asked for this debate, and there's no way they didn't know that they would go this way.
Yeah, I feel like they said, all right, listen, Joe Biden cannot win. He cannot be president. So what we're going to do is we're going to put him out there. We're going to tell him, we're going to give him the shot that makes him all smart and ready to go like he did for the State of the Union. And then meanwhile, they just give him saline. And then he goes out there and stumbles and bumbles, and they go, now we can have Michelle Obama.
Or. And this is back in Spanish territory now. Would anybody be surprised if in 3 days from now, Joe Biden dies in his sleep?
Not shocking at all.
Something is up because, again, they're the ones that asked for this. They wanted the debate.
The debate that they got was on their network. It was on CNN.
Yeah.
It was with Jake Tapper, who hates Trump. and everything that he had no audience, he had his mic muted, everything was in their favor.
I think the mic muting, that helped Trump because it kept him focused and he couldn't go off the handle.
Right.
Go off
script. And plus the split screen kept getting.
Yeah.
And that just really showed Biden stumbling over his own words.
Oh,
because Trump, with Trump not being able to contain himself sometimes, Trump would, if his mic was on, he would have cut in so many times and saved Biden, but because his mic was off, Biden said,
sir, you have 87 seconds left.
Yeah, by the way, did you notice that they did that a couple times to save him?
Yeah.
There was no way that was a minute response cut him off because he started doing his.
Did something get, I feel like something got dumped at one point because they cut to a wide shot real quick and they had mentioned beforehand that they were running a minute delay compared to the normal 7 second delay. And at one point, on my TV, it could have just been mine, it cut off and it went to this wide shot of the stage.
Yeah, they did have some weird shots a couple times. And it looked like at one point somebody walked in front of the camera. Yeah. I was like, what is going on? Yeah.
I was like, did they just dump something? But I don't know. I really think that Biden's people set him up for that to fail.
Right. Yeah.
But what is the, you may be right, but what is the plan is what I want to know. I mean, we're dangerously close to an election.
Drop out of the race.
Yeah, to get somebody else in there.
But we're dangerously close to an election. They have to have a plan in place if that's the
key. May I connect some dots for you real quick?
Yes.
So you have the border, right, which is a bunch of illegal immigrants that they've proven time and time again that they're men.
Can I jump in real quick? Very surprised last night that in all the border talk, Trump did not say that about the Chinese coming in.
Yeah,
he
that
said
is
terrorist. He said illegals, Mexicans, whatever. But he said the other countries. He did not say China.
We still have a lot of money tied up with China right now. It wouldn't be very smart to piss them off in a presidential debate when you really don't have to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But so you have all of these people coming in through our border. And at the same time, the majority of American people, you commented on it yesterday, they're not. It's not that they're looking for Trump and they want Trump, but people, like you said, the wool has now been pulled over their eyes. People are seeing how the systems are working. They're seeing how all this corruption is working. So with that being said, you have this debate where Biden just blows it hardcore. Why, if you were the Democratic Party, you were the powers that be, why wouldn't before the election all of a sudden a bunch of stuff starts happening here in the U.S. and you go, I know we need a guy like Trump right now, but we have to hunker down and we have to take care of safety first, get everybody involved here. We'll push the election back. Even if they do hold the election, people will be so.
Listen to me. Trump lost the election and got on TV and said, I think it's fraud. I don't believe it's that. And people lost their minds. People traveled from Florida to go up to D.C. to storm the Capitol. If you think you're going to get on TV and say, something's happening, we have to delay the election when the situation is the way it is, this world is going to go crazy.
Oh, yeah. But I think the big thing about this is, what are we, 130 days?
130 days.
So 130 days. So have we seen people swing in for a couple months, they're the top, and there's no way they're going to be beat. And then 1 week later, they're like, can we believe anybody was talking about that loser?
Yeah.
We thought for a while Ron DeSantis was going to be president. We thought for a while that this person was going to be president. And it takes a cycle, the media cycle, where they do one thing, and then they're out. So if you give Michelle Obama 130 days, she's right in that sweet spot for no mistakes.
All right, but let me
back. She's charismatic, all that stuff.
Michelle Obama has had no interest in becoming president. No, right up until this point. She said no. Mm-hmm. She has no interest in it. She doesn't want to do it. And her name is not even, I mean, it's been mentioned a lot, but not by her. Okay?
Can I point out, Motley Crue signed a contract that they would not tour anymore.
No. I am not saying that. I'm not saying that's going to happen. Let's just assume it's not her.
Right.
What are the other choices? I'll tell you what the.
I was going to, I would be, I would think that Gavin Newsom would try to jump in before Michelle Obama.
So the Drudge poll says Hillary Clinton, never happened.
No.
Kamala Harris, never happened. Mm-hmm. Gavin Newsom and Gretchen Whitmer, or they ask you to vote for somebody else.
Gretchen Whitmer, she's the one that got kidnapped.
Did she get
kidnapped? Is that the one from Michigan or Minnesota or whatever? Is that her?
That's a great story if she did. But Gavin Newsom, Michigan. The problem beating Trump, if you're Gavin Newsom, is just drive through L.A.
Yeah, but no majority of the country's never been to L.A.
No, just drive through. So I was watching Skylar Stone, who's a comedian, who was driving through L.A. last night at 12:06 in the morning, and he was losing his mind how everything was closed. He's like, this is the club that Paris Hilton used to get caught throwing up outside of. This is a liquor store. This is a breakfast place. They're all closed at midnight. He's like, what happened to this place? But I'm not even saying that. Like, just drive. If you drive through L.A., Gio, which I've done several times in the last year, the streets are just, it's like nothing I've ever seen before.
I believe you, but I feel like the majority of the country doesn't go to L.A., but doesn't go to California.
But you will, in the Midwest, it's all you'll see. All your commercials, all your TV commercials from Trump will be just videos of L.A.
People, the left hate Trump so much, they don't care that, so there's bums on the street, L.A., whatever. I live in Detroit. Yeah. I don't care.
Gavin Newsom will have the best hair of any president.
He's a masterful BS artist because he is charismatic as all hell. It doesn't matter what he's saying, and he's just like, he's all spin.
Yeah,
like California is a disaster.
Yeah,
but when he's on TV, he just he's a master. He's just like Trump. He's masterful at spinning things when he's on television to make you think, wow, this guy's actually making sense.
What a hard state to be in control of. It's such a big state, and there's so much going on in it, and there's so much money there. It must be impossible.
They had so much surplus money that they just blew through.
No. I'm just saying, can you imagine having the control? No. Like, think about it. You have San Francisco, you have L.A., you have Monterey, you have all these just different types of areas. Yeah. L.A., wildfires. Hollywood's got the movie going on. There's wildfires over here. You've got big time money over here. You got San Francisco with all their troubles there. It just must be difficult to be in charge of.
Gretchen Whitmer is the one that was from Michigan, the governor of Michigan, who got kidnapped.
Oh,
13
yeah.
men suspected of orchestrating a domestic terror plot to kidnap the governor and stuff. And then they found out that a bunch of them were FBI informants,
right?
Yep. Yeah, and working with the FBI and all this stuff. And it was a wild thing. Yeah.
And Trump was like, we don't want her to be president. She allowed herself to be kidnapped, loser.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen. Something's not right.
All right, let's play a little How It End.
By the way, do they have Michelle Obama in that list?
No.
They don't.
Yeah. It says other. You can vote for somebody else.
I think it would be Newsom is the one that would step in if Biden drops out.
I firmly believe that there's too many illegal immigrants of fighting age here now at this point where I don't know. I don't feel like there's something that's not going to happen. And then all of a sudden, when everybody's in turmoil because stuff is blowing up, all of a sudden Michelle Obama just steps in and is like, we need this type of figure. Trump is too divisive. We need everybody to come together. Now nobody even remembers anything about the economy, all this stuff. They just want
This is like, they were saying that this debate was one of the earliest as far as when it happened during the election year and Biden's people picked it. Like it all makes no sense. What we see on the surface, I don't think is what's really going on.
It's not just
Biden, the bumbling old man, and Trump. That like what we're seeing.
But
is
why
not,
didn't they just say then don't debate, and we would have never had to deal with this? And
I think they're trying. His people and the Democrats are trying to set him up to fall. There's no way they didn't know it was going to go like that. There's no way.
Well, before the thing, they were all very positive, and then I watched afterwards. Immediately afterwards, I watched on a couple of different networks, and all the Democrats were like, this is major. This is a problem.
One guy almost cried.
I know. Yeah,
are they doing that by design? Like,
right?
Did they set it up?
He did horrible. Everybody on CNN who loves Biden, they were all just, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Like, they were totally blown away by this. I'm like, this is not that surprising. The fix is in. The Democrats are sending him to the slaughter.
This is such a great time to be alive.
It's wild. I just love watching all this stuff.
Yeah, I love watching all this stuff go down, man. I really do. It's just, I don't know. My brother was, my brother goes, if Biden wins, Putin is just going to run the joint. And he goes, Putin's going to send the first nuclear weapon over here. And my brother goes, and I hope it lands right here. And I hope it lands in my backyard so that I'm immediately
eviscerated.
Yeah. And I go, oh no, not me. I hope it lands in Miami so it's far away. And he goes, then you get blisters and you get sick. Yeah. And I go, I don't want to just be dust, you know? And I go, what are the chances that Putin says, I put it here in Land of Lakes?
But also, I mean, you know, we could go farther than Miami. We could go, like, maybe put it in California, Texas.
Oh, you're going to get them there, too.
How about
there's
not
gonna
Florida?
Be a few of them.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm just saying, they're coming. They're coming, and everywhere. Because I said to my brother, I said, I wish at this point that we lived a little bit more central in the country. He goes, it doesn't matter. It's going to get you. It's going to get you either where it automatically just wipes you out, or it'll just seep into you.
Mm-hmm. And they were saying the way, because like all the primaries have happened, he has to like step down. He has to leave the race. It's the only way a new candidate can come in, because all the primaries have already happened. They've already voted him as the nominee. Mm-hmm. So it's got to be him that steps down for health reasons or whatever reason.
Will he do that?
Just so you know, we're 206 and a half miles away from Mar-a-Lago. So.
Oh, man. It's not good. I remember we did this on the air one time. There was a website where if you put down where the missile landed, it would show you the radius in which you would get affected. And we did it because there was a, I think we just talked about this, there was a nuclear power plant somewhere in like Crystal River.
Yeah.
And if that ever melted down, how far that would reach, if it would get to Tampa, and we'll, you know, what we'd have to worry about. Yeah, sure we would. I don't know. Man, what a great night. Kept us all up late. We all watched the whole thing. I mean, I would love to have had a camera behind me and just hear me go, the whole night. I was going nuts. It was
those
fun.
Faces. I have no words. I have no words. It did not feel real.
But my favorite was when they were like, please welcome the 46th president of the United States, Joe Biden. And he walked out stoic, walked right up to the podium, looked, and like, please welcome the 45th president, Donald Trump. And he walked out like Gru from the Minions. He was like,
You say stoic for Biden?
When he walked, he walked out.
When he shuffled out.
Yeah. Oh, but
shuffled.
I mean, like, his body was straight up. His posture was straight.
Thanks to Biden.
But Trump had his head down. His shoulders were above his head. And he was like,
in the first 20 seconds, when Biden goes, I was on the couch. I go, oh no.
Yeah.
I put a thing on Instagram. He was like the old man from Family Guy.
Oh no. And my wife goes, what? I'm like, oh, this is going to be now, like 20 seconds that I knew it was going
to
be.
Do you guys think it lived up to the hype that you guys were putting on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Really?
I thought it was just a disaster.
I thought it was blah.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I didn't think it was going to go that way. I didn't think that he was going to shoot himself in the foot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, the whole thing
I thought they were going to have him shot up with this stuff, so he was at least, you know, like, energetic and like, hey, I'll fight you in the parking lot. Let's scrap, you know. But him doing the
one point at the end, it got boring, and I tweeted out that this debate could really use Will Smith about now.
Yeah.
Because it was just them.
Yeah, I missed the last, like, probably 10 minutes.
Yeah. It was just got a little stale after a while.
The last thing I saw was when they were arguing on who's the better golfer.
That was great.
I thought, this is where we're at. This is
these
are our guys.
You've never had a six candy cap. Oh, dude, they were fighting over golf scores. This is great. I've seen these guys on the golf course before. They start yelling about something, then one throws a beer can at the other one. Next, you know, it's two slow old men pushing each other.
But the fact that in the same sentence he said he was a six handicap and then an eight handicap, and it was two strokes.
These are the choices.
Ugh. Would you be shocked if there was another pandemic sometime before the
election? I don't think people will fall for a pandemic.
Michael.
No, I mean, like, most of the people who...
More people wouldn't fall for it now.
There'll be a lot of pushback.
There'll be a lot of people that would definitely fall for it, but I'd say more people now because of what we went through and what we saw and stuff. Don't think people...
I think there would be a lot of pushback.
I think there's a lot of people in this room that changed their mind out and stuff. I remember whenever they were first talking about the mask, I'm like, just wear the mask. Just do it. You know, that's what you're supposed to do. And then we learned more, and then I was like, oh, so the mask don't even do it? Like, what are we doing? This is so dumb.
In my DMs almost daily, and all I will do is post science, and they will argue, and it blows my mind.
Sure, but I'm saying I think at least more people learned. That the government can lie to you. I mean, there's a lot of people that are like, hey, USA, trust my government, all this stuff. There's more people now that go, oh, well, maybe not everything they're saying is true.
It just takes a couple of photos for them to run 24/7 on news channels, and then everybody loses their mind, and then they tell you you're out of toilet paper. And you're out of some essentials, and people freak out.
Yeah. Well, leading up to the debate, CNN, who hates Trump, was saying stuff, and I go, but that's not even true. Like they're still saying stuff that's not true, that's been debunked, and is not. You know, and it's like, how do you sit there on that? At that desk and say that stuff.
Well, and how can they?
Yeah. Well, because it's just opinion, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was historic to watch, and what is going to happen now in the next coming days is going to be amazing, because we all know something's going to happen that's never happened before, and Joe Biden cannot be the next president of this United States. Listen to me. Not that you hate Trump, if you still think Joe Biden is going to be a good president, like my wife hates Trump. No way she's voting for Trump. She doesn't love Joe Biden, but there's no way she's voting for Trump.
Hates Trump, even though the money situation, like everything was much better under Trump. Like the inflation was lower and your 401k was booming and all that stuff.
She doesn't really deal with, she handles the day-to-day finances of the house. I handle the long-term stuff.
Yeah.
So she doesn't really see that much. But my wife also, keep in mind, she got her master's degree in a job that's never going to pay her more than 30 grand a year. So the money is not the important thing to her. She is going to, she sees the policies. She sees the things that are signed in, not just under Trump, under anybody. And she, I don't like that they did this. They took this money away from here. And then also, one of the things that really turns me off is the abortion talk. I mean, I understand it's easy to say bring it back to the states because that's your way out of it. That's your way of saying, oh, well, let the states do what they got to do. That's you catering to that group of people without having to commit.
What would you say your wife is? Your wife, it's funny because your wife to me seems like, she wants to help people and do stuff. Obviously, the job that she's doing, she wants to help people. But then on certain things, she's like, no, that's ridiculous. Like that, stuff, whatever. My wife is 100% Republican, which is funny.
Oh, really?
To look at my wife.
But you look at the parents. That's why.
Yeah, but you wouldn't think that. Like, just her attitude and the things she likes and dislikes, whatever. But she's 100% like,
And I was going to ask, Mike, what does your wife hate about Trump so much that she could never lean even slightly towards the right?
She doesn't like his arrogance. She doesn't like
personal thing. It's not even about policies.
No, it's definitely about policies. She'll be the first person to tell you about healthcare and about what he wants to do to change the healthcare situation. She will be like, this will take healthcare away from 30 million people who never had affordable healthcare before and this, that, and the other thing. And she's like, in this policy about drugs, they're making it illegal to get the drugs. Like, she knows all those sort of things. And that is, and there she is. You're leaving? God. We were just talking about you. We were just talking about how much you love Trump. All right, let's take a break. We come back. We'll play Sporkle. We'll, of course, talk more about the debate when we have news.
I was just going to say, I guarantee that Barack Obama was watching that debate, and he was like,
Michelle, get a dress on. You're about to be president.
Tuck it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break.
Get ready, Mike.
Got him.
We got Sporkle, and then when we do news, we'll get back into the debate. We'll play some audio from it, and we'll get to take your phone calls on it. So Mike Calta, the show, it's 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show, The Mike Calta Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah personal injury attorney